Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We start recording late. And we have talked about, go ahead, number one.
Why did Allah create?
Number two.
If He wants to create, why not creating angels and trees that will not kill, commit crimes, and spread corruption?
Yes. And number three.
What are the names of Allah applicable to the answers of the previous questions?
Go ahead. Yes. Number four.
What are the tests of Islam?
We're talking about that, right? See, the homework is coming from exactly. So when you take notes, okay, then you will be able to answer it. Go ahead.
You can be Muslim to Allah or Muslim to temptations.
See? See, either submissive to Allah or submissive to temptations.
What happens when you make mistakes? Ask Allah for forgiveness. What if you make the mistakes over and over again and then ask for forgiveness? When would Allah stop forgiving you?
Huh? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, see? The questions come from the point that I have the homework and I explain, basically, I'm explaining the homework. Okay? All right. So also, we said you're submissive to shaitan or to temptations. Okay? Because these are our enemies. We have four enemies that are trying to distract us from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to okay. And we're going to talk about this, inshallah, if we have time. So what is the sin that is not forgivable even with repentance? Huh? Go ahead.
I was going to say killing someone, but...
She said killing. No. You
it's
repent,
not,
Allah will forgive you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Not believing or not having a dream. So.
To disbelieve in Allah, if you repent, it will be forgiven.
Oh.
Hmm. Anybody can think of a sin, huh?
Shirk,
if you repent, it will be forgiven.
What are some examples of shirk?
Treating somebody the way Allah is to be treated. Like, believe that somebody is a supplier.
Like a different God.
Yes. Any of the names of God, you believe that it applies to other people, then this is when the problem starts. So, give me example of sins that cannot be forgiven even when with repentance.
None.
Huh?
Is there a sin?
None. Perfect. There is nothing, absolutely nothing. Even the person who killed 100 people, when he repented, Allah accepted his repentance. Okay? How about what is the sin that is not forgivable unless you make a repentance?
Shirk.
Anything else? No. Shirk is to treat somebody else the way Allah should have been treated. You got it? Okay. So when you have stones and you beg off them to bring you rain, okay, this you're treating these statues or idols the way Allah should have been treated. You got this? Okay. Can this be forgiven without the repentance? No. So we can say sins forgivable with repentance all sins are forgivable with repentance. Okay? But the other choice is, or the other possibility is, without repentance. So actually, we can say, so with repentance, all sins are forgivable. How about without repentance? Without repentance. Which, go ahead.
Shirk would be forgiven?
Shirk, exactly. Without repentance, Allah may forgive them. Or the second kind is Allah may forgive them, or Allah will accept shirk, which is not forgiven without repentance. So let's say you made a mistake and you forgot to repent. You forgot all about it. Would it possible that Allah would forgive it? Yes. Yes, it's possible. Okay? And this is prayer and wudu come handy here. Like, these prayers and wudu will take away some of these sins, okay, that you forget to repent. Okay, so this is with repentance, but this one without repentance, Allah may forgive them. However, shirk, Allah is not going to forgive shirk without repentance. Okay? Now, can you fool Allah and, like, just as mentioned, you skip fasting and then you ask for forgiveness sincerely, and then you stop fasting and ask for forgiveness sincerely? That's the right way of doing it. But what if you don't fast and say, okay, I'm just going to ask Allah, repent, and I'm going to skip Ramadan the next time too? So your intentions is not to try to fast. Your intentions is set to skip and say, wouldn't Allah forgive me? Yes, then I will keep doing it. Wouldn't Allah forgive me? Yes, then I keep doing it because Allah forgives me. You got it? So if you do that, okay, you will never be able to fool Allah. There's another scenario that people also use to might use to fool Allah, is that they wait for the last minute. So they wait for the last minute.